we're taking a brief detour from the preoccupations of the present day to head way back to the 12th century as we explore the hypnotic, reverent work of Christian mystic Hildegard von Bingen. This weekend, Vermont Public Classical will partner with the Otter Creek Music Festival to present Hildegard Reanimated, a now sold-out visual and musical reimagining of Hildegard's music, poetry, and art. And joining me now to share more about this still popular mystic and Saturday's performance is Helen Lyons of Vermont Public Classical. Helen, it is such a treat to have you in Morning Edition. Thank you for being here.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. I kind of want to start big and broad here, so apologies in advance to the medieval scholars listening. Briefly, who is Hildegard von Bingen?
I mean, how long do we have? She was a really amazing person. But in a sort of nutshell, she was a 12th century Benedictine abbess. She was a composer, a writer, a visionary, and she's also one of the earliest known female composers in Western music. She was also really involved in healing. She was a respected healer and herbalist, wrote extensively about herbal medicine, nutrition, and that balance of body and spirit. Her music, theology, and medical writings all reflect her deep belief in the harmony between the human soul and the natural world, and she was canonized in 2012 by Pope Benedict.
She really was such a polymath. I remember first hearing about Hildegard when my husband was in his PhD program studying philosophy, because she's a Neoplatonist, right?
That's right. Yeah. And her cosmology reflects the Neoplatonic concept of a soul that animates the entire universe. This animating principle is expressed through her own concept of viriditas, or the greenness of the world and of life.
Well, let's turn to Hildegard Reanimated. Helen, will you paint a picture of the event for us and how it all came together?
Sure. Josh Glassman of the Otter Creek Music Festival approached me saying, hey, I have this great ensemble, the Pandora Consort. They're Boston-based, but one of their members is actually from White River Junction. And he said, I want to bring them in for the 2026 festival, but how about we partner on something ahead of time to introduce audiences in Vermont to them? So I jumped at the chance. The second he said Hildegard, I was all in.
Is there something particularly special about autumn that made it feel like this was the right season for Hildegard Reanimated?
Well, I think Hildegard's music is great for all seasons, not just seasons of the year, but seasons of life. But in particular, in autumn, especially in this moment we're in right now, where things are so just kind of stressful, we wanted to offer people a way to kind of get away from that. And this music that's rooted in chant is really invites a little bit of contemplation, a little bit of meditation. And we are hoping through the Pandora Consort's music and their wonderful animations, as well as some candlelight. We're hoping to kind of invite people in to just take a minute to bliss out, really.
I understand there will be cookies and mulled cider. Please say more.
Along with Hildegard's theory of food as medicine, she has a recipe for cookies of joy. They're essentially a spice cookie. I'm just going to read you a little quote of what she says of them. Eat them often, and they will calm bitterness of the heart and mind. Your hearing and senses will open. Your mind will be joyous. Your senses purified, and harmful humors will diminish. They have quite a lot of nutmeg, cinnamon, and clove in them, and I will be baking them. I'm very excited.
Wait, so for folks going to this event, Helen Lyons herself will be making the cookies of joy?
I will be baking the cookies of joy. And also, it wouldn't be autumn in Vermont without a little mulled cider. So we're offering that as refreshments.
Helen, your appreciation of Hildegard's work is palpable. So I'm curious, why do you think she is still so popular some 800 years after her death?
I think the sort of resurgence and interest in her began with women's studies programs popping up in the 1970s at colleges and universities, as well as women in music studies. That also kind of went hand in hand with the early music revival of the 1960s and 1970s. And I think, she offers us a deeper connection to nature, a deeper awareness of the world around us, which I think now people are really craving. You know, people want to get away from the phones and the screens and the devices and just get back to the core of who we are as human beings. Also, her 900th birthday was in 1998. So I know there were a lot of recordings of her music popping up in the late 90s.
That is Vermont Public Classical's Helen Lyons, poetically describing 12th century mystic Hildegard von Bingen, ahead of this weekend's live performance, Hildegard Reanimated. The show is sold out, but you can learn more at vermontpublic.org/events. Helen, we wish you all the best with this weekend's event and the baking ahead.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.